Matthew 27, verse 33. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they crucified him, parting his garments. Parting his garments. Oh, the darkness of a naked Christ. Even the first Adam could sew fig leaves together for some sort of covering over his nakedness, but not so the last Adam. He had to die in all the ignominy and in all the shame. Help me to understand it. Help me to take it in. I don't know what happened in heaven that day, but heaven that day was a place of complete silence. And the only voice that was heard was the voice of Jesus when he made his great seven cries from the cross. And the sun refused to shine. And there were earthquakes. And there was disturbance in the heaven. Because the just for the unjust was dying in the tree. And that's my way to God. And it's God's way to me. And thank God I can meet the Father coming to the cross.
Amen.
For he superintended it all. And I remember as a sinner I came. Amen. And I remembered the sweet words, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Amen. As we take the bread today, as we drink the cup today, may God bring it home to our heart, the wonder of it all. Amen.